Okay, we are back. This is the second hour of the David John Oates Reverse Speech Show. My name is David Oates. I'm your host. And we have our guest online, reverse speech practitioner Jack Johnson out of Canada. Jack, are you with us?
I am, sir. Thank you.
Oh, good. Welcome to the show, mate.
Thanks very much, mate. Good to talk to you.
Yeah, and you too. So now you've been involved in reverse speech for, wow, it'd be 20 years now, wouldn't it?
Yeah, nigh on to 20 years, sir.
Wow, wow. Go back to the early days. How did you get involved with it?
Well, I heard you on the radio. I was terribly intrigued, very intrigued. You know, I'm a psychologist. I have an MA in psychology, and I've also minored in linguistics. And enjoy language and its idiosyncrasies and how it works and so on. And when I first heard what you had discovered, my first response when I heard what you had discovered, and when you played samples and so on. And I immediately felt that you deserve a Nobel Prize for your discovery. And I still hope that somehow or other that's going to happen for you. And I hope I get to still be here when it happens.
Well, that would be very nice. Yes, yes, I wouldn't say no to a Nobel Prize. Well, I think the discovery is worth that. It's an amazing discovery.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, without question.
Yep.
Because it's so accessible. Once you know, with the training that you provide, it's so accessible for people, and it is so empowering, so incredibly empowering, that I think it is indeed revolutionary. And there was a reversal. I'm not seeing the file at the moment, but I can share with you verbally at the moment. And that is, I did a session because, and just for the benefit of the audience, one of the things you can do is you can have a dialogue with your own subconscious by using reverse speech, because you can record a question and, you know, based on David, what you've taught me and everyone else, to go ahead and ask the question and then make an attempt to answer your own question as best you can consciously. Right. But then by analyzing that using reverse speech technology, then you gain access to this other channel, and then that just opens up this whole new world for you.
Right. Well, you had a great example of that I play quite frequently. Let's see, when you were... Do you want me to play that example? You know the one I'm talking about?
Which one are you thinking of, David?
You're frightened. Lean on me. That's your higher self talking to you, giving you advice.
Exactly.
Yeah, listen to this, folks. This is exactly what Jack's talking about. Here he is talking to his tape recorder. Oops, hang on. That's not playing. We'll try it now.
Does it further for us to put more energy and money and effort...
And backwards, you're frightened, lean on me.
You're frightened, lean on me.
You're frightened.
Yeah, and in that instance, who is me? We can wonder, can't we?
Right.
Who are we leaning on? That's the subconscious.
Uh-huh. Yep. And gave you an answer, didn't it?
Yes, indeed.
And how did you incorporate that answer into your life? What did you do?
Well, I decided to lean on the Earl. They are called, and of course, Earl is it's actually a collective noun. It's Earl without the S on the end of it is actually I guess you would call it a group noun because you know, one of the reversals is. When I said, who are you, or something like that, forward, in reverse, it said, we are Earl. In fact, it's a reversal. I don't know if you happen to have a copy of it there with you. The file name is God in Verse, GODNVERS dot Wave or .mp3. But that reversal said God was in the verse, eased a livid fuss in the verse, we are Earl. So it's basically an effect cause, or a cause and effect reversal, because what they are saying is that God is in the verse, then that means if you have a spiritual nature, or whatever that metaphor means to you, whatever the metaphor God means to you, then that energy is in the reverse speech.
Right, right. Yeah, so let's play this example. So here's the example Jeff's talking about. Here's the forwards.
Is there the voice of God among you? Or are you servants of divinity, servants of God? Or is there the voice of God?
And God was in the Earl. He's, I've got living force. What have you got livid, do you?
Well, if you listen to it closely at different speeds, I'm not sure it's really the word living. It's livid. But as you say, you know, as you taught us, sometimes there are actually layers where it's kind of like strata of speech, you know, one on top of the other, and a different playback speech, you'll actually get more than one layer in that reverse channel. So,
yeah.
And livid, you know, we currently in contemporary language, livid, you know, we first think of angry or something like that. But that's why it's really good, if you're going to be interested in reverse speech, it's really good to get access to the OED, the Oxford English Dictionary, or the Oxford Dictionary of the English Language, but it's called the OED, because what the OED gives you, it's, and you can actually access it online. You have to pay a fee to get that access, but it's just a gold mine of the history of our language going back, probably 1,000 years. And one of the things about the Earl is that the rank of Earl, or the title of Earl, I've done a fair bit of research with that, including in the OED. And you see, actually, the Earls in the history, you know, of course, we speak the English language, and so there's strong influence of English history. And the Earls traditionally, and historically, not just traditionally, but historically, the Earl is, the Earls were actually the brothers, I believe, of the king. And, and I don't know if you know this, I think at least some of your audience will be interested to know that, well, first of all, the tradition is that, you know, back in, you know, 1,000 years ago or 800 years ago or whatever, it was absolutely impermissible, not permissible at all, for any person to step behind the king. Why? Because then the king is potentially in danger, you know, because kings get assassinated. But the only persons who could stand behind the king, and they often stood behind the king with their back to the king, facing outward, because they literally had his back. In other words, the Earl were the protectors of the king. And usually they were either siblings, direct immediate blood siblings, or cousins of the king.
Oh, okay, right. Okay, so let's play this reversal, shall we?
Sure.
Okay. Yeah, so God was in the verse. He's a living force in the verse. We are Earl.
God was in the verse. He's an avid lust in the verse. We are Earl.
Yeah, it's all there, isn't it, Jack? We'll do it again.
God was in the verse. He's in the verse. We are.
Yeah, I hear living quite clear there.
Very good. Yeah, well, and like you say, that there are, in some reversals, there are actually layers where,
yes.
Depending on one's hearing and so on, you know, it's like the, well, it's really like the layers of personality. And you know, my background, I'm trained as a psychologist and with, in effect, sort of an informal minor in linguistics. I studied with some very brilliant linguistics teachers. The most brilliant teacher I had for linguistics was actually when I spent a year in Paris. French was my major in college. And I was fortunate enough to have intensive schooling with a fellow named Jacques Filiolet. And he was absolutely brilliant with linguistics and etymology and so on and so forth. And so that really laid a solid foundation for me to work with reverse speech.
Oh, okay. Right. Right.
Good. And what is reverse speech reverse to? I think you can riff on that as well, right?
Right. Well, sheep server.
Exactly. And maybe for the audience, you riff on what sheep server means to you.
Yeah, right. Yeah, the phrase reverse speech, when you play it in reverse, actually always says sheep server. And it's here to serve the sheep. We are the sheep. And reverse speech
right,
is here to... That's the way I understand it.
Exactly. Well, for example, whether we as individuals are... of Christian heritage or a practicing Christian or whatever, in terms of our language, the English language that we have inherited, it's imbued with a lot of Christian tradition, okay, and a Christian thought. And so whether a person is agnostic or whatever, there linguistically there is that tradition. And so that is a part of that relationship. And so at any rate, with the Earl, there is other etymology associated with it, and a lot of the listeners are familiar with Jarlsberg cheese, right? It's yummy, and Jarl is a variant of the word Earl. Okay, I think it's a Scandinavian. From the Scandinavian set of languages, Jarl, J-A-R-L, Jarl. And the J became, J is actually, especially when you go back in language just a little ways, the J actually is very similar to the letter I. And so that's where you get sort of that Y sound, like Jarl, and Jarlsberg cheese, and so on and so forth. So there's just, It's very fractal, the pathways that open up for you when you start making a study of language itself, of course, and the history of our English language and tradition and what it's meant to be. And so very often the Earl, as I said, they were either the immediate siblings of the king, or in sometimes they might be, or highly trusted cousins, but they would actually stand behind the king and face outward. So they had the king's back, as it were.
Right.
And that was a part of their protection because, of course, especially in the old days, you know, it's a jungle. It was a jungle out there. And so a threat could come at you from any direction. And so that was one of the primary functions of the Earl. But also, and of course, they held rank, and they had large fiefdoms that the king, or in certain times in history, the queen, would grant them very large grants of land that they would then also protect on behalf of the crown.
Oh, okay, right. Oh, so the Earl was an important man, wasn't he?
Oh, very much so. In other words, in terms of the the peerage, the rank of peerage, you know, starting with the king or queen and then coming down from there. They were the next step down from either the king or queen. That was the earl and the earls, if you will, like the Earl of Dorchester and so on and so forth, you know, these different earls. And those, I don't know if that's still true, but I suspect that it probably is because, for example, in England, and we speak the English language, you know, as far as best I know, for the most part, I think those living personages who are have that title are blood relation to the royalty, to the crown, shall we say.
Oh, okay, right, right. Interesting stuff. So we are Earl, we are great, we are noble. Excellent. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah, and so, and that God in the verse reversal is, you know, God is in the verse and he's the living force in the verse. And at another layer, he's also, at times, especially in hard times, he may be a livid force in the verse because livid has to do with if someone is injured, okay, that can create lividity. So, and, you know, you might want to actually speak to the audience about the difference that actually in speech, well, we know there are at least two layers of speech, right? There's the forward and the reverse. There's a speech signal in both of those tracks. But then it's really like linguistic geology, if you will. There are strata of languages, of our language, you know, different layers. And when one starts investigating reverse speech, that becomes apparent when you start analyzing and digging into these various statements that we generate, and consciously we, you know, we're aware of the conscious speech, but it's thanks to the, you know, your discovery and the technology that you developed in response to your discovery that just empowers us tremendously when we take advantage of it. And that's why, you know, I'm certainly, I don't know if I'm the first, but I'm certainly right in near the front of the line. You get my vote for a Nobel Prize in Linguistics, and I really hope I live to see you get it, mate.
Yeah, well, I'd like to live to see to get it, too.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's an amazing discovery, you know. And
absolutely. And it's just so utterly empowering.
Yep. Yeah, we're going to explore all aspects of it in this show for those listeners listening. As each week goes on, we'll go deeper and deeper and deeper. So now, Jack, you've been using reverse speech in some cases. Do you want us to tell us a little bit about that?
Yes, I'll be happy to. And right now, of course, Murphy's Law, my computer is pinwheeling on me, so I can't really pull up any samples. But let's see. What specifically is your question about my experience?
Oh, well, you work with some attorneys on defense
yes,
cases.
Yes, indeed.
So tell us a little bit about them. A little bit about the
case. Well, it's really been very interesting because since it really appears, and this is, of course, our mutual, yours and mine and the other people who practice reverse speech analysis and so on, there are multiple layers of language. And, you know, the primary two or the forward speech and then the reverse speech. There are two layers there, and they're really complementary, one's the other. And so that gives you a means to just delve into, it's like delving into the strata of the history of our language.
Right.
And I haven't personally had this experience, David, but I think there's a darn good chance that you have, and that is that this is a phenomenon that is not exclusive to English only. It is an inherent characteristic of all language. I mean, I claim that as our working hypothesis, wouldn't you? One of our working hypotheses, wouldn't you?
Oh, absolutely, definitely, yes, yes, yes.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, okay, so tell us about some of these cases, Jack.
Well, let's see. There was, I've actually consulted for a number of years. I worked with a wonderful, highly intelligent pair of women, one being an attorney, and her associate was a private investigator, and had some very interesting experiences working with them and using reverse speech to help them develop leads for their investigations. And because, of course, when there is some kind of a crime committed and there's, you know, the legal process gets going, well, people make statements, and those statements get recorded as a matter of fact. And then, of course, they get transcribed into written documents. But we, as reverse speech analysts, we want to hear the actual speech, because that's where we start doing our linguistic geology, if you will, as we probe down through the layers of language and the etymology of language. We just harvest all this incredible information and all this incredible data about a person's personality. And although we don't, of course, presume to official diagnoses of people or anything like that, medical diagnosis or anything, but I've been more experienced, and somewhat also in my experience, sometimes if you're talking with someone and then with their permission, have recorded their speech in the interest of their personal growth and insight, that sometimes things get revealed about, you know, an adverse health condition or something like that. There was a reversal. I don't have it right at hand here, but there was a client I had who was feeling ill, and the reversals, and actually I think they actually did have some discomfort.
Jack, we have to go to a break. I'll get you to hold that thought. We'll be back right after this, okay?
Why do people order Life Change Tea? Because Life Change Tea helps the digestive system. Life Change Tea helps the colon unclog. The tea also helps with high blood pressure, high cholesterol, and many, many other health issues. Life Change Tea also tastes great. And Life Change Tea is not just green tea. Life Change Tea is a unique blend of 8 different herbs that go to town, cleaning your body of harmful toxins, bacteria, and parasites. Our tea is number one. Are you ready for your life change? Let the tea help you. Log on to our online store of helpful products to get your body on track. Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Or you can call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Not all tea is equal. Read our website of all the factual testimonies that prove that Life Change Tea is working. Health is important, and our quality of life is very important. Don't wait to order. Expect a life change with Life Change Tea at getthetea.com.
If you've been listening to this program for any length of time, you'll know that Fukushima, the greatest calamity in history, has now, as I've been warning since 3/11, killed off virtually the whole North Pacific Ocean, and especially up and down the entire West Coast. The radiation is migrating inland and is moving across the entire country. There's only one proven defender to radiation exposure, the brilliant Chernobyl-proven discovery of Dr. Michael Kiriak, which combines the 4 most potent and powerful algaes on the planet, imported to the U.S. and known as Bio's Superfood. I've taken Bio's Superfood every day for several years now, and want you to do the same for your sake and the health and safety of your family and loved ones. Take the banner at the top of Rents.com and prepare to learn how to save your life.
There are three factors that determine the rate at which your body will repair itself. One is the amount of growth factors in your system. Two is the amount and quality of complete proteins in your diet. And three is the health of your liver. After age 28, your ability to repair declines by 10% each passing decade. So by age 40, it has declined by 12%. By age 50, 22%. And by age 70, it has declined 42%. Advances in nutritional science enable you to overcome this rate of deterioration. Synergy One is a powerful product that activates your body's ability to repair. Within 1 month of usage, 96% of people report that they sleep better, have more energy, a better mood, need less food, and feel stronger. Many people have reported back, joint, and muscle pain going away. Women have reported hot flashes going away, and both genders have reported losses of body fat and a return of their sex drives. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit SGN80.com. That's SGN80.com.
Okay, we are back. This is David John Eich. You're listening to the Weekly Reverse Speech Show. My guest this evening is a certified reverse speech practitioner from Canada, Jack Johnston. If you want to call in and talk, the number to call in, toll free, is 844-769-2944. 844-769-2944. Back to you, Jack. Where were we before we had to go to the break?
Well, last time I checked, unless the winds have changed, I think I'm actually a certified reverse speech trainer.
Oh, you're absolutely right. You're absolutely right. Yes, of course.
With many thanks to you, sir.
Yeah, and you've got a student now, do you not? Tell me about that.
Yes, I do. And this gentleman is quite interesting. We're just getting started, but he is brilliant. His name is Austin, and I want to give a shout-out to Austin because he's very diligent and very astute. And Austin was born sightless, and so he follows in the tradition of the archetype of the blind seer.
And, oh, okay.
You know, there is an archetype like that of where certain people who are born blind or even get blinded, unfortunately, later in life, their other senses become more acute. And he has quite a really just an extraordinary aptitude for reverse speech and hearing reversals and doing the analysis. And even though he's not able to use those wonderful tools that you've developed, you know, because they have a visual component to them,
yes.
He uses, he's like I am, he's a Mac guy, so he uses the Audacity program to get by, and because he can't see the waveforms, unfortunately, but boy, he can sure hear them. And although he's just getting started, he gets very, very high marks every assignment he's done for me.
Oh, good on him. And you're enjoying training?
Oh, very much so, yeah. I love to teach. I've done seminars of one kind or another all my adult life, pretty much. My email address is jack@jackjohnstonseminars.com. So if any of the listeners want to give me a shout-out, that's great. And also I want to give a shout-out to Jeff because Jeff R., that is. He's down in southern Oregon, and I lived in the same town he did for 30 years, and we used to say hi to each other in the post office.
Right. Fair enough.
Yeah,
good job. Yeah, okay. Now, did you send me any examples from your legal work?
I tried to, and I'm sorry to say I'm afraid I didn't quite get it done this time, so hopefully we will get invited back on, and I'll be better prepared next time. Unfortunately, my brother is 83 years old, and he's quite ill, and I've been actually just preparing to probably take the last trip to, that I will have a chance to see him alive next week, and that's been quite a bit on my mind, I'm sorry to say.
Yes.
But that said, I use every available minute I can squeeze to just probe further into study of reverse speech, because it is indeed fractal. I mean, it's just doors upon doors upon doors. And really the metaphors are like that. They, you've addressed, or actually introduced the concept of layers of reversals, where at different speeds you can actually hear distinct channels. So it's kind of like a multiplex, of layers of speech. And so the speech signal is actually rather more complex than most people realize.
Oh, yeah. We actually talked about that in the show last week. There's actually a term for it called Mondegreen, which is where different messages can be heard in the same section. So it's actually a linguistic observation. They call it Mondegreen. Well, there you go.
How do you spell that, David? I haven't heard that term before.
Yeah, no, I heard it first last week. M-O-N-D-A and green, G-R-E-E-N. Mondegreen. Huh. Yes, I know. Greg Albrecht, who was my guest last week, was telling me about it.
Right.
It's actually linguistic terminology.
Yeah, and unfortunately, I haven't had nearly enough contact with Greg. I know he was really the first one to your party, so... pretty much, wasn't he?
Yes, it certainly was. Yep.
Yes, indeed. And so I'd really love to have a conversation with him sometime. To me, it really does seem to be, the language really does seem to be fractal that way, that it's just layer upon layer. It's really a layer cake. And as our technology continues to improve, I think we will have the capability of penetrating more layers. And really the other thing is, and one of the ways that occurred to me about doing that is, you find an interesting statement, and so then you use, the technology that you developed, the reverse speech analysis, and you extract that next layer. Then you speak that next layer in reverse that, and you go another step deeper. And I think it's pretty interesting how many times you could do that and still be following a thread of signal, that is, a thread of language that has meaning and a signal in it by... you reverse the layer that we're listening to right now, and you get a statement, and then you reverse that, and it will tend to be, it will follow one of the rules that you codified, the complementarity of the forward and reverse, and it still has a characteristic. And that, again, that speaks to that fractal nature of language that I was talking about.
Right, yes, of course, yes. Well, reverse speech taps into all those various levels, doesn't it?
Oh, yes, indeed. And it's the perfect technology for it. And the other thing I really love about it is it's really quite low tech. I mean, you know, the first time I went down to your house down in San Diego, we were using those little hot-wired tape recorders that you, being a ham radio operator as well, had it hot-wired in such a way that you could easily reverse them, and you put a potentiometer on there to vary the speed, and, there's just layer upon layer available.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Hey, well, listen, I want to explore some of these legal cases. Tell our listeners about the DNA case.
Which case?
The DNA case.
That was one of the murder cases. And it was what happened in that situation was again, I used reverse speech to the way I define it in terms of criminal investigations and the like is that it provides otherwise inaccessible leads to admissible evidence. Okay? Reverse speech itself is not directly admissible in court, but we're one step removed from that. In other words, it can help us provide otherwise inaccessible leads to it.
Right. Oh, yes, of course. Well, they can give the investigating officers the further information that they need to
exactly.
Prosecute.
And these two women that I worked with in Ashland for many, many years, and I do want to give a shout out to Jenny and Josephina, because Jenny is the was the attorney, criminal defense attorney, and Josephina was her private investigator associate. And these two women, very powerful women, just very wonderful, delightful, strong personalities, and very open to the use of reverse speech. And so I had the pleasure of working several criminal cases, including cases of alleged rape and also murder cases, a couple of murder cases. And at least in one instance, possibly two instances in murder cases where someone was wrongfully accused, and can you imagine what that would feel like? And by working with them, and they're getting statements from the parties involved, and going out into the field and getting statements, recorded statements from various persons involved in the case, I was able to be of tremendous assistance to them in developing profiles and so on. And the other thing is, there's one other case that I want to mention while time still permits, and that is a chap that was interested in reverse speech and active many years ago when I was first getting going, and a shout out to Mike Dean. And that is he worked in the medical profession as a physiotherapist or something like that. But at any rate, and respiratory therapist. And he was commenting to me one day about this woman who just had a chronic respiratory inflammation. And they had her on every drug and hormone drug and everything imaginable. And the poor dear was just utterly, utterly miserable all the time. And she was just really, and of course, I'm quite understandably depressed and everything else. And so I did a reverse speech analysis of her, and actually Mike asked her he gave her a key prompt, shall we say. And he said, well, gosh, in your home, do you have any mold or mildew around anywhere? And I had the tape recorder going, and she said, well, actually, we've got some mold under the house. And he said, oh, really? Well, what are you doing about it? And he said, well, my husband went over, we have this one closet that is so bad that we just kind of shut the door and sealed it off. And I felt a little bit better for a while, but then she was still on all these steroids and everything. It was just really sapping her. And so I did a brief interview of her, and as she was talking about how having to stuff towels under the door of this particular closet, and she kind of laughed a little bit there and so on. Well, I analyzed that, and it generated what you dubbed a cause-effect reversal. And that is the forward speech presents the cause, and the reversal produces the effect. But right. Sometimes it's yes. reversed. You know, sometimes it's the other way around. But at any rate, so she was talking about how she had to, she and her husband had to stuff towels under the bottom of the door. And right. so, of course, her metaphorical mind at that point was thinking about being stuffed up and the concept of under. And as she was talking about how they had to stuff a towel under the bottom of the door, she generated a cause-effect reversal that said, under the floor, puff in thy head.
Yeah, I've got the reversal here.
That exact inflection, under the floor, puff in thy head, and yep, it was cause-effect, you know. The cause is under the floor. So we said, well, hey, do you have mold underneath the house and not just in the closet? And she said, oh my gosh, yes, you know, but it was so bad. You know, my husband, he went outside, you know, pulled off the crawl space cover, and it was so bad that, you know, the mold spores just came billowing out from under the house. And so he just got frustrated with it and he sealed it back up. Well, of course, you know, we said, well, your reversals are saying, I'm sorry, it's going to be somewhat expensive, but probably a lot less expensive than all those drugs you're paying for, and you'll be a lot happier. And guess what? They went ahead and hired, you know, the guys in the moon suits to come out, and when they pulled off the cover, the mold spores just billowed out from under the house. And they went in there and they cleaned it all up, spick and span, and she went completely off all medication.
Wow. Yeah, here's that reversal. Here's the forwards. Oh, hang on. No. All right, we'll try it now.
He's left it in there, and I have to stuff towels under the door to keep the mold smells from coming out.
And here's that reversal. Under the floor, pus in my head. Yeah, nice and clear there, isn't it?
Yeah, and I think actually, at least at one layer, it actually uses the old form of pus in thy head. And I don't know if you heard that layer or not, but at certain speed ranges, that's the way I heard it. And that was really kind of a deep spirit of the self saying, you know, say, yeah, how do you deal with this? And she did bless her soul, and then she went entirely off of all the steroids and all that heavy-duty stuff she was on.
Oh, well, that's amazing, isn't it?
Yeah, that was quite miraculous. That was one of the best days in my life, and a big tip of the hat to Mike Dean for, you know, letting me know about her situation and then working with me on that case. That was really just thrilling.
Yeah. Great example of reverse speech, and great example of how reverse speech can pinpoint problems and issues. So you do much client work now, Jack?
I'm doing some. I'm working mostly with Austin. I'd be happy if there's, you know, I'd love to work with other students as well. I mean, I've got a lot of experience working with you over the years and a wide spectrum of cases from murder cases to health issues and so on, but also, you know, spiritual aspects and so on. And I'm very, you know, open spiritually that way. But I also, as an adjunct to the medical profession, it can be useful, just like it was in the case of the woman who had the mold spores under the house. You know, and we're not doing diagnosis of their health or anything, but we're just looking for sources and issues like that, and then we refer to the appropriate part to give proper treatment and remedy.
Right. Yeah. Right. Okay. Yeah. Good stuff. So, what do you see? Where do you see yourself going over the next few years with reverse speech? What are your plans?
Well, as I am approaching age 68, I want to do more reverse speech. I want to work more with over.
Yes, of course. Yeah. Yeah, and, gee, we're getting up, aren't we? 68, man, I'm 60.
Yeah, I'll be 68 here in 3 months. Yeah.
Yeah, need some new blood. Any new people out there, we've got to start a class starting next weekend. So sign up for the reverse speech training class online. So, yeah, and if you're young, that's even better still.
Yeah, don't miss it. It's just an incredible adventure. It really is.
Yes, indeed. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So, what else is of interest in your reverse speech life, Jack?
Well, gosh, let's see. Trying to think of other situations. Well, one of the murder cases that I worked on, as part of the team that Josephina and Jenny brought me in on, there was a woman who claimed that someone had raped her and so on, but her reversals showed that it was actually the other way around, that and she was lying about that. And the thing about reverse speech, some people say, oh, well, so it's just another kind of lie detector. And, well, yeah, that's a tiny, tiny piece of it, but lie detectors just kind of give you a yeah.
Yeah, right.
That's reverse speech. You actually get the details.
Uh-huh. Yeah, you do. Oh, yeah, reverse speech goes a lot further than a lie detector. Yeah.
Oh,
reverse
absolutely.
Reverse speech will tell you where he's hitting the gun,
Yeah, it's a quantum leap above and beyond a lie detector, because you get the actual sentences. You get the sentences in the speaker's own voice. And so, at this point, you can't take that into court and throw them in jail for what the reversal says necessarily. And, I'm not sure that we necessarily want that to be the case. But one of the slogans I developed very early on in my practice is it provides otherwise inaccessible leads to admissible evidence.
Right.
And same thing with health issues. Again, we're not diagnosticians. We're not MDs. I don't know. I think actually you've had a couple of MDs as trainees at some point. I'm not sure about that, but it seems kind of went on there. But the thing is, once again, we're just kind of the scout out there at the edge of what's going on, and we can then say, you should have a chat with your doctor about this and that. And incidentally, I've also used reverse speech analysis with cancer patients. I had the privilege of working with Carl and Stephanie Simonson, who had a wonderful, and Carl has unfortunately passed away, but Stephanie Matthew Simonson is still practicing, and she's in Southern California, as far as I know. I think she's still in Southern California, and at the Simonton Center, it's called Simonton, they do wonderful work with people who have received that kind of diagnosis, and they actually have a statistically significant impact on people who have a cancerous condition. And in some cases, people have actually gotten rid of cancer, in combination with certain drugs and so on. But the thing is, in combining their system, and then I would also use the reverse speech technology and pass that along to them so that they could integrate that into their consulting practice with the patients as well.
Oh, okay. Right. Well, that's exciting stuff, isn't it?
Uh-huh. Yeah, it was fun.
So I many applications of reverse speech. So. And you've used it in law enforcement and health, and had great success.
It really is an adventure of a lifetime. It really is.
Yeah. And, well, I'm glad you're on board, mate. Good stuff.
Yeah, yeah. And sometime we'll have a chat about certain people in the linguistics academe who had some real nervousness around the fact that other people know about this channel.
Okay. Listen, Jack, we're at the end of the show.
Some people want to keep the lid on.
Okay. Thanks for being a guest, mate. We'll speak to you soon. Okay. See you all next week, everyone. Bye-bye.